Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Tom Bowerly and David Bellavia. It's Bowerly and Bellavia on News Radio 930 WBEN.
Yeah, David's actually going to be back for a couple of shows next week. Monday and Tuesday, I believe, on News Radio 930 WBEN. So it'll be good to see him. After that, I don't know. I don't know. And I am a little bit, I feel a little bit embarrassed. I feel a little bit weird sitting here today on a Friday because here I sit as a semi-grown man, and I'm almost embarrassed to admit that I am one of thousands of people who last night at Art Park spent 50 minutes of my life watching giant inflatable sea creatures attacking each other while a bunch of other giant inflatable sea creatures, seahorses, watched from the ground. And I'm still trying to figure out the point of the aerial puppetry. And I was very sad that the giant squid, or was it an octopus? I don't know the difference between a squid and an octopus. I was very sad that the octopus that I thought was going to take flight and go airborne and cover Art Park, I was very sad that apparently the eel, is that what it was? An eel attacked the octopus. And I was also sad that SpongeBob was nowhere to be seen. Apparently the license fees must be something. But you saw, Phil, you saw the show a couple of years ago, The Machine with the music of Pink Floyd, and then they have the puppetry. And when they came on stage, when the musicians were on stage and they said, it's an evening of music and puppetry, I thought the guy was just being silly. I had no idea that the giant clam was going to open, or if it opened, I thought it was going to do something else involving the eel, which didn't happen. But it was weird. It was, and you know, the thing is, it was made, I think, even weirder by a certain permeating odor that smelled similar to a skunk that was wafting throughout Art Park. And there's something about watching a giant whale floating by your seat that makes you say, wow, and just stare in wonderment at it. They had a giant lobster, they had a whale, a puffer fish, a bunch of seahorses, the eel that I mentioned earlier, and you probably have no idea what I'm talking about unless you were actually at the show. I will simply say it was at Art Park, it was a concert, and then the band took a break, and then during the band's break, they had a bunch of giant inflatable sea creatures. I put a picture on the Bowerly and Bellavia Facebook page, a bunch of giant inflatable sea creatures battling it out for air supremacy in the skies over Art Park. It's one of the weirdest things I've ever seen. And it was, believe it or not, surprisingly enjoyable. Now, you say the word puppetry to me, and that's like almost an instant tune-out to me, right? Puppetry? Come on, really? It's like saying the word mime to me. You know, you want me to tune out, just say mime, say puppetry. But it was surprisingly entertaining. And Phil Kennedy, you saw the same show a couple of years ago, and you share my appraisal that it was surprisingly entertaining watching giant inflatable sea creatures duking it out in the skies over the venue where you attended the show.
I mean, yeah, in maybe a beer or two makes it a little bit more enjoyable.
I had half of a Truly. That is, I just like literally one half of a Truly, which is like 100 calories. That's all I had alcohol-wise or in any other way, shape, or form. There was no other substance in my body. And the tiny little cigar that I smoked prior to the show was, in fact, a tiny little cigar. There was nothing intermingled with the tobacco in the tiny little cigar. It was a tasting cigar, what is known as a tasting cigar, designed to give you the flavor of a certain cigar without having to make the full commitment to a giant cigar. I know that I shouldn't smoke cigars that much. I know that I should only have two a month. I know that's what the cardiologists say. But here's the way I figure it in my addled and warped mind. In the summertime, I'm sorry, there is something very special, something that I really like about being outside on a beautiful night, as last night was in Western New York, enjoying perhaps a half of an adult beverage. Oh, I'm sorry. There may have been, prior to the show, there may have been the equivalent of a shot of Southern Comfort involved. But when I say a shot, I mean a shot. I don't mean an entire flask of large proportions. I mean a shot. Because the bottom line is, despite the fact that that you guys know that I do enjoy my Southern Comfort and I do enjoy my hopefully high-class adult beverages from time to time, that the one thing that I really do not enjoy, I never have enjoyed it, I never will enjoy being drunk. To me, being drunk, being intoxicated is like having the stomach flu. And since I don't particularly relish having the stomach flu, I don't really particularly relish the idea of being drunk. But I will tell you that as far as puppetry is concerned, what I saw last night at Art Park and what you saw, most importantly, if you were there along with me, is kind of an impressive display of aerial puppetry. I didn't think it could be so entertaining, but in fact, I was. I kept waiting for certain things to happen, like, you know, one of them to burst into flames and somebody to start saying, "Oh, the humanity! Oh, the humanity!" But fortunately, that did not happen. And I did expect the lobster to do something to the clam that it didn't do. And then when I saw the eel come out, I thought the eel... See, that's the thing about this puppetry display at Art Park last night. It was like a never-ending menagerie of sea creatures that seemed to appear from nowhere. You know, it started off with the giant whale, then it went to the puffer fish, and then I think they had some clownfish walking around among the crowd, and it was kind of cool. Now, as far as the music itself, it was not bad. If you are a fan of the music of Pink Floyd, not bad at all. But in all fairness to some local bands, we have some local bands who do as good a job with the music, maybe no puppetry involved, but with the music of Pink Floyd as these people from New York City did. There's a band called High Horse. They do a few songs by Pink Floyd in a lot of their sets, and they're really good. And there's also the Floyd Project, which does an entire tribute show to Pink Floyd. And they're also very, 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 very good. So, you know, if you like the music of Pink Floyd, there certainly are a number of options you have from which to choose. And as I always say, if you are bored in the summertime in Western New York, you simply are not trying. And tonight, I think I might be the only person amongst a circle of friends, maybe the only person not going to the Kiss show at Darien Lake. Phil, by the artificial vomiting you just displayed in the next room, I take it that you have few friends who are going to the Kiss show tonight at Darien Lake. Is this correct?
Yeah, I'm not a fan. I don't get it. I'm not a fan.
I was never a big fan of Kiss. There's something about 3- and 4-chord songs that I find particularly awesome. But so many people I know are going to Kiss, and they don't fit the classic, shall we say, stereotype of somebody who might be going to a Kiss show. Some of them are probably already on their way to the show. And just, a public service announcement. When you're going through Pembroke and Darien, you really need to watch your speed, because they will nail you for speeding. So if you're going to the Kiss show tonight, or if you're going to Darien Lake at any time ever in your life, you really, 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 really need to watch the speed limit, because they will enforce it. In fact, the other day, Phil was telling me, not about Darien and Pembroke. Can I say this on the air? May I say this on the air? Phil was telling me that he was in Canandaigua, and he actually got a ticket, and I find this hard to believe, but I have no reason to doubt Phil Kennedy, that he actually got a ticket for doing 32 in a 30 zone. 32 in a 30 zone. I still think he should have gotten a lawyer to handle that, but he was an 18-year-old kid. What did he know? I mean, 32 in a 30 zone, I think you could have challenged that. I think you probably could have won that one, but that's just me saying it. I'm not a lawyer, but you could have hired a lawyer and probably been better off for it. Now, we have so many things going on, like, you know, the Kiss show that you're getting ready for. By the way, if you are over the age of 30 and you are wearing full Kiss makeup to the Kiss concert, we should probably talk. I'm just saying, if you need some counseling, I'm here. I'm available. Not certified, not registered, not licensed, but I'm here as a guy with whom you can talk if you're putting on the full makeup over the age of 30 to go to the Kiss show. All right, I'm here for your benefit. I'm here to unaddle you, which in itself is rather a disturbing proposition. But something that I've been wanting to do all week is something that I want to start off with, at least now, on News Radio 930 WBEN. And that is, you lost how much weight and exactly how did you do it? You lost how much weight and exactly how did you do it? And what had you tried before that did not work for you? You lost how much weight and exactly how did you do it? And the phone number is 803-0930, otherwise known as 803-0930. *930 is free on the cell phone. And the toll-free number is 1-800-616-WBEN. It seems like every single week, especially if you watch the supermarket tabloids very, very closely, it will seem that every single week there is a different diet that people are on. And, you know, you've seen them too, right? Lose 15 pounds in 14 days. Lose 15 pounds of stomach in 15 days. And as near as I can figure this out, and I've been dealing with this nonsense for as long as I have been alive, as near as I can figure out, the only way you're ever going to lose weight is you need to count the number of calories you put into your body, and you need to make sure that the number of calories you are putting into your body on a daily basis does not exceed the number of calories that you need on a daily basis, and in fact should be a lot less than what the number of calories you need to maintain life would be on a daily basis. For example, if you want to lose weight, let's just say 1,500 calories is what you need to stabilize your weight. Well, you're going to want 1,200 calories. You're going to want 1,100 calories. You're going to want something like that. But people are pitching all kinds of fancy diets, and there are a lot of options out there, and some of them work for some people. Some people thrive on the paleo diet, you know, basically eat like a caveman. In fact, the last time I talked to him, Danny from Three Dog Night was on the paleo diet. And, you know, he's a guy in his 70s, and he looks really good. He's very thin, very much in shape, and seemed to be thriving on the paleo diet. And then there was what was the name, Phil, of that other diet that was going around? Beamer was on, that he kept on talking about it. I know, it's on the tip of my tongue, too.
Keto.
The keto diet, right? That is another one. That is supposedly something on which people are very, very successful. Then there are the companies like Jenny, what's her name, Nutra, what's its name, and you see the ads on TV. And I can't even tell you which of these diets work and which of them don't, because it seems to me that a lot of these things, they do work in the short term, but then in the long term, unless you have the proper dedication and unless you have the proper, dedication, there's another word for it, the follow-through, if you will, you're simply going to end up ballooning and going back and forth. And is there anything worse? Is there anything more tragic? Yes, I know there are things that are more tragic, but since we're talking about weight loss, then people who lose like maybe 100 pounds and they look absolutely sensational and they go out and they buy a whole new wardrobe and you can't believe the new them and how good they look compared to the way they used to look. And then gradually over time, you see them falling back into the same habits into which they fell previously. And they end up not only gaining all the weight they lost back, but then they gain back more than they ever lost to begin with. So for you, Al Franken, what did you do to lose weight? What did you do to lose weight? Did it actually work? And I'm going to throw one other thing in here that I've got to throw in. Do you believe in and do you bother with supplements? Because there is always a person in every crowd I don't care how big a circle of friends you have, how small a circle of friends you have. There's always somebody in every crowd who swears by one supplement or another. And the only one that I bother with at this point in my life, the only one I bother with is a daily multivitamin. And that is about as far as I'm willing to go. I used to take the D vitamin, you know, the D vitamin supplement, hoping that that would overcome the shortage of sunshine that we tend to have here typically in Western New York. And then I tried to supplement with the B12 vitamin. And to be brutally honest, I felt no difference whatsoever with or without the vitamin D, with or without the vitamin B. So I just said, the hell with this. I'm going to buy the multi-daily vitamin with lycopene, and we're just going to stick with that. Lycopene is the stuff that is found naturally in tomatoes. Of course, it would be just easier to have fresh tomatoes, but unless it's August in Western New York and you are absolutely bursting at the seams right now with tomatoes, they're not nearly as good. I mean, the homegrown garden tomato of Western New York that you are probably bursting at the seams with right now is the best tomato you will ever, ever have, bar none. And the cherry tomatoes, you know how the cherry tomatoes go. The cherry tomatoes, once that first one turns ripe and goes totally red on you, you have bushelfuls of cherry tomatoes. And then the same thing kind of happens with the larger tomatoes, whether they're beefsteak or the other kind of tomatoes. They start turning red, and it seems like you wait forever for that first one to get ripe so you can...
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Bring it inside, room temperature, slice it into a million pieces, coat that bad boy with pepper or whatever other spices you like to have, and then wolf down that tomato. And then once the first one comes, look out, because an avalanche of other tomatoes will soon to follow. And although we enjoy our lycopene supplements, usually part of a daily central vitamin or a daily multivitamin, there ain't nothing like a freshly grown tomato. So what did you do? How much weight did you lose? How did you do it? How did you keep it off? What is the magic? What is the trick? How did you do it? And for how long did you do it? 803-0930 is the phone number. 803-0930, star 930 on the cell phone, 1-800-616-WBEN, 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. How did you take off the weight? For how long have you kept it off? What did you do to keep it off? And I got to ask you, are you a supplement person? There are people who invest a lot of money in supplements. Now, the one supplement that I have actually personally come to believe in, and this is by personal use, and it has nothing to do with certain people I know who may be distributors for it, but the Young Living Essential Oils. I don't know that there's any proven scientific or medical efficacy for the Young Living Oils, but I will tell you that a lot of times the uses for which they are advertised really do come in handy. Some of them, for example, are advertised as, you know how you get bitten by a mosquito or something and you just, you know, it just itches and you just want to scratch it down to the bone? Well, there are Young Living oils they sell that actually, if you put a little bit on the bite, it actually takes the itching away almost immediately. There are also those products that if you are subject to having your nose all, you know, jammed up and you kind of sound like this, it's peppermint. And you put it a little bit on your finger and you press it against the roof of your mouth. And I'll be darned if that doesn't actually alleviate that particular condition. At least it does for me. Maybe it does for you. And then some of the oils are actually so pure that you can use them in drinks. You can actually consume them. Now, you can't do this with a lot of the different oil supplements that people sell. But for some reason, I guess they tout them anyway. The young living oils are the oils that you can put in a beverage and you can actually consume them and not worry about purity, not worry about poisoning yourself. And they actually taste pretty good. I mean, you get some decent quality club soda. You put a couple of drops of the lemon oil in there. You consume that, and it's not bad. It's not like lemonade. It's not like squeezing a totally fresh lemon into club soda or something, but it ain't bad. And there are far less refreshing ways in order to achieve your level of refreshment in the summertime, especially on a hot and humid day. But come on, be honest. Tell the truth. How much did you lose? How did you lose it? What do you do to keep it off? And how much exercise is really involved? Because you see people out there every day on their bikes. You see people out there every day walking. You see people out there every day on their jogs at Chestnut Ridge Park and elsewhere. What did you do? What do you do to actually keep it off? Because God knows there is more to life than just sitting around watching the TV. There is nothing more to life, however, than sitting around and listening to the radio. 803-0930 is the phone number, *930 on the cell phone, 1-800-616-WBEN, the phone numbers, the way to contact. And I don't read texts on the show, sorry, but I just don't. I find them too distracting. So the only way to get on the show is by calling 803-0930 because I don't read the texts. On News Radio 930 WBEN. So how much weight did you lose, and how did you do it, and where are you on the whole supplement thing? And maybe later on we'll get into New York State's cash grab license plate thing. I haven't quite decided yet. We'll see how this topic goes. I think this topic is going to work pretty well. Thank you very much. Actually, every topic this week has worked pretty well. Thank you very much. I'm deeply appreciative in case you haven't figured that out. All right, let's get right to the calls on WBEN. How much did you lose? How did you lose it? Here is Mick in Buffalo on WBEN. Mick, you are on. Hello.
Oh, hi, Tom. How are you?
Living the dream, baby. It's Friday, and every day this week was filled with at least an hour of fun, so it was a perfect week.
Nice. So I was in a real bad marriage, and I had a bad job at the same time. It was giving me a lot of stress, and the way that I dealt with that was I was eating a lot. So I just kept putting on the weight, and after putting on about 400 pounds, things were out of my control, basically. And we ended up having a divorce. I moved on from the job. Fast forward, we're trying to lose a little weight, bouncing back and forth like a yo-yo. I met a great woman. She's an amazing woman. And we just basically started spending time together, walking, hanging out, doing things. And the pounds just started coming off, and I realized what the problem was. The problem was not the lack of physical activity, more the mental state that I was in.
So, wait a minute. You did not – this is a really important point. You did not change the amount of calories you put in. You did not significantly increase the amount of activity in which you engaged. You think it's all mental?
Well, I want to say the activity level did increase, but the only thing that led to that was a mental change, and that came about externally, really, just So having had such a life changing situation happen and meeting such a great person, all of a sudden I found myself, well, yeah, I want to do that. Yes, let's go do that. I know it's going to be uncomfortable. Let's go take that long walk on the beach. And that little thing, that little bit of happiness, started leading to more happiness. And fast forward 3 years and a lot of introspection and a lot more activities together out and about, I've lost 100 pounds. And, I had a gym injury where I blew out my disc. But with the right kind of chiropractic, that's addressable. So it just keeps you happy to be with somebody and just mentally change the way you were thinking about yourself, that internal dialogue that you have that not everyone has a negative one, but I guess I had a negative one, and I've learned to be more positive. with help from others.
It's real. Yeah, it's real important to have a positive internal dialogue along with the internal self-critiquing that we are all subject to doing. So you are down to, what, 300 pounds?
Around 300 pounds right now, and I'd probably be, you know, on my way a little bit quicker, but I just had a job change, and I really love my job now. And it's just kind of like, you know, everything's compounding. I'm going in the right direction. Things are moving forward, and it all started with really a mental change. Just you can't be down about it. If you're in a bad situation, you got to address that first, because I don't care what kind of dieting you do or what kind of increase in activity you do. That's a short-term fix. You're going to get in the gym for 3 months. You're going to feel good about yourself. And the first time something bad happens, say an injury or say something at work, all of a sudden you're going to fall off. You put a bad week together, you miss the gym, then you miss 2 weeks of the gym. The real problem, I think, with overeating and lack of activity is, for most people, it's going to be a mental problem.
Mm-hmm.
Not like a lack of time. It's where is your head at? How do you get out and keep yourself motivated? What is your motivation?
And how strenuously, when you guys walk or when you guys exercise, how strenuously do you do it?
Well, that's funny, because when we first started, the running joke was, if you see us running, it's because someone's chasing us.
Hmm.
And that later became, you know, so it was a very relaxed walking, very, you know, plexiglass on the beach for a half an hour, that kind of thing. And that led over a year of doing little walks, just to longer hikes. We decided to start getting outdoors. We hit Watkins Glen a few times. If you're not familiar with the park, it's got a lot of stairs. It's amazing, up a gorge, beautiful waterfalls. We hit that a bunch of times, made it a destination. We just started doing stuff together, getting out, getting, yeah. And this was all stuff I used to love, but for some reason or another, in my previous life, I just couldn't get out there and do it.
Well, in your previous marriage, you were miserable. So you meet somebody who makes you happy, and you want to be with her, and you want to spend time with her. And one of the ways you spend time with each other is by being outside and you're exercising.
Right, exactly. And these little things over time just added up to where all of a sudden I was feeling, hey, let's get in the gym. Why don't we do that? We can do that a couple of days a week. And that became 5 days a week. And then deadlifting at 40, I blew out a back. Like, what was I thinking? I didn't have to do that.
Yeah, but you're right, because there does seem to be an infallible, immutable law of the universe that the minute you get into some kind of a fitness program is the minute you will develop the stupidest injuries in the world. Like, you'll crack the heel of your feet and you can't walk.
Right.
You know, and especially the heavier you are, if you're susceptible to dry, cracking heels, it's amazing what that injury can do for a period of months to get you off the track.
Exactly. So after that little speed bump, now it's just focus on the cardio again, start getting out there again, and we're still together doing the stuff we love to do, and it keeps the weight off. But again, previously, through my 20s and 30s, it was lose 30, put on 40. Lose 20, put on 30. You know, it never stayed off, and it was because of the added stressors of just being, we were just not matched right.
Absolutely. And then, you know, God forbid something major happens, like you have a heart attack or something, it lays you up for a while, and it's amazing how the pounds can add up. And then it's also amazing how the pounds can add up depending on your like or dislike of spirituous liquors. Because that can add the calories too.
The six ounce curls and the 12 ounce curls can add up after a while. That's true.
Absolutely, positively. Well, I'm glad the things turned around for you. My best to you and your lovely lady.
Thanks, Tom.
All right, good stuff. Good stuff. They've lost a combined 200 pounds, and they've still got some to go. But good for them. How did you lose it? What are you doing to keep it off? And you know what is your secret? And are you into supplements or anything like that? Some people swear by supplements. I don't really bother with them except a daily multivitamin with lycopene. I got to add with lycopene. Very important. And I'm really, I should be embarrassed to say this, but I'll say it anyway. This is not a product endorsement, but I do take Centrum Silver. I said the magic word, the S word. I do the Centrum Silver thing. Even though I could easily be mistaken for my 40s or 30s, I still do the Centrum Silver. Here is, Herbert in Medina on WBEN. Herbert, welcome. You are on WBEN.
Hello.
Herbert.
I was 75 years old working in a factory, and I retired. And at that time, I weighed right around 240. Went to the doctor. The doctor says I have type 2 diabetes. I got to lose some weight.
Yep.
I just cut out all the sugar I could cut out. And within 3 months, I lost probably down to between 190 and 195. I've been there for 5 years.
Whoa, you lost 50 pounds in how long?
In a month or two.
Okay, that's like remarkable, almost to the point of being frightening, but you did this under a doctor's supervision.
No. No, I just cut out sugar.
Now, when you say sugar, there are some obvious sugars, and then there are some not-so-obvious sugars.
What I do, I look on the package. If it's anything much above 9 or 10 milligram or whatever the things are, I don't buy it. And, you know, obviously you're getting sugar and pizza and bread and all that kind of stuff.
Right, right.
Moderation, I do no exercise. I pretty much sit on the computer all day. I go a few places, do a few things. You know, I'm mobile. I'm in good health. But I've maintained the weight for 5 years.
And when you were developing your type 2 diabetes, did you have any symptoms that led you to believe that maybe you were going to run into problems down the road?
No, I just I was working at the factory, and the doctor went to have – I had a heart open heart surgery 30 years ago. And I go every 4 months or whatever for a checkup. He told me, he says, the last time I went to him before I got left work, he says, I want to see about your blood test. So I waited after I got done work. I went in, and he said, you got type 2 diabetes. Now, I had no signs of it, no indication I had it, or, you know, I was healthy and happy, and all of a sudden he tells me I got diabetes. So I said, well, the first thing I got to do is lose some weight, which I did. And I've held it off for 5 years.
Good, very good for you. And how tall a dude are you?
5'10".
5'10". All right, so you're probably looking good, 5'10", about 190 or so pounds, and keeping it off by simply watching the sugar. Do you ever fall off the wagon, sir? You ever get tempted to fall off the wagon?
If I go to a Christmas or a birthday party or something, I just pass on the cake and the ice cream.
Yeah.
I just don't eat. You know, every night I have a fudgesicle or a popsicle, but there again, it's a limit to one. And I try to space it out. In other words, I wouldn't eat a lot, something with sugar in the morning, and 2 hours later eat more sugar. I might eat something with a little sugar in the morning and then maybe something later at night. But it's worked well for me.
Yeah, fudgesicles are pretty good. And some of the fat-free and sugar-free products now, God knows what other chemicals they have in them, but they don't taste half bad.
Well, basically, I don't buy anything that's sugar-free. I just basically eat what I want to eat in moderation and just stay off the cookies and the donuts and the soda pop and all the other kind of candy bars and all the kind of stuff that I probably was used to eating before.
Now, it's one thing to be slim and slender. It's another thing to feel vibrant and tight and healthy. Do you feel vibrant, tight, and healthy?
I feel real good.
Good.
I sleep 8 hours every night. Get up on a regular basis, feel real good.
I sleep 8 hours every day, generally between 3 and 8.
And I probably look, I'm going to be 81. I probably look 60.
Well, hey, good for you. Good genetics, and you're helping along your genetics, and you're 30 years out from heart surgery, so life is looking good for you, brother. Thank you so much.
Take care.
All right, will do. You too. Sounds like you're already well on the way to that. How much have you lost, and how did you do it, and where are you on supplements? And if you're just joining us, I don't do the supplement thing except a daily multivitamin. And I will say this much about the daily multivitamin. People sometimes will ask, how do I have such long hair and healthy-looking hair? And I am a big believer in the idea that the daily vitamin is a big component of the long and thick hair. I mean, some of it obviously is genetic in basis, but I cannot rule out the idea that the multivitamin does not exactly hurt the hair, nor does it hurt nail growth. You know, you take a vitamin every day and you should notice, again, not a doctor, but you should notice that your nails grow a lot faster and seem a lot healthier than they used to feel. These are just things that I've picked up along the way. How much have you lost and how did you do it? Lines are open, 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. So you lost how much weight and how did you do it and how are you keeping it off? And supplements. Some people swear by them. Some people get nothing out of them. And I'm a big believer in the daily vitamin. I will take the daily multivitamin. And I don't know if it technically counts as a supplement. And yeah, Mrs. Nerd sells them, but that's not why I'm mentioning them. The Young Living Oils, I will tell you that what scientifically there is to them, I don't know. But I can just tell you anecdotally that I derive a great deal of satisfaction from them. And it's not just like for drinking them, because, you know, you're not going to drink lavender. But, you know, sometimes like even something, as I said earlier, like a stupid bug bite, you put a little bit of that oil on. Bug bite goes right away. At least the itching goes right away. You don't scratch as much. Let's get back to the calls on WBEN. You lost how much weight and how did you do it? Here's Damian in Tonawanda on WBEN. Damian.
I lost close to 100 pounds maybe 6 years ago.
Close to 100 pounds 6 years ago. What was the impetus for said weight loss?
It was right after a Super Bowl party. I kind of pigged out on all the chicken wing dip and started to get real sluggish after that and noticed I got up to 250 and then kind of said, I got to do something about this. So I cut sugar, cut pop, beer from my diet, drank mostly water every day, tea. And diet-wise, there was mostly chicken, steak, rice, and salad.
How about fish? Where are you on fish? Because generally speaking, they say when you want to lose weight, you got to eat a lot of fish. And fish is something you either like or you don't like.
Oh, I'm a big fan of fish. I had quite a bad lot of sushi.
Oh, okay. Well, you lost me on the sushi part. But as far as, and when I say fish, obviously it's Friday in Buffalo, and a lot of people would think that it's the fish fry, and the fish fry is not exactly a good vehicle to lose weight. It should be a broiled fish.
Yeah, it's what I did. No fried food either. And then I took up running again, did a lot of running every day, and just didn't pay attention to times or whatnot, just kind of went with how much I could deal with and got easier and easier, and eventually they were just melting off.
Oh, good for you. Good for you. Did you find that when you gave up the fried food, when you did break down and have a few bites of the fried food, that it didn't taste nearly as good and that it didn't really do a lot for your inner workings?
No, nothing with that. The one thing I did notice is when I tried to have a sugary drink one time, it was way too sugary. I had to cut it down with water.
Yeah, very, very interesting how that works. Is there anything else that you cut out that you would say, hey, people, if you're serious about losing weight, try what I did?
I'd say the easiest thing is just sugary drinks.
Sugary drinks. So, I mean, you mentioned beer earlier. One of the privileges of being an adult, of course, is the ability to have alcoholic and spirituous beverages. Did you substitute anything else for the beer?
Just did the vodka cranberry, cut that down with some water.
And what'd you do, limit yourself to one a day, one a weekend?
Yeah, pretty much one or two a weekend.
One an hour, you know, whatever the case may be. All right, but that's how you did it. No sugar. You did away with the pop. And did you cheat, by the way, with the diet pop?
No, I can't do diet pop. I didn't do any of that.
Because one of those things that I read somewhere on the internet, the bottom line conclusion was that diet pop really isn't very good for you, and you should try to avoid it.
Yeah, I pretty much avoid any ingredients that you can't pronounce, so... Diet Pop's got some of that in there.
And yet you're calling the Bowerly Show, which nobody can pronounce either. Damian, thank you for the call. Continued healthy success with your weight loss and your maintenance.
All right. Thank you, sir.
And remember, no yoga pants unless you're in yoga class. We need to stress that today on the program. How much did you lose? How did you lose it? What is your advice to your fellow listeners? 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.